I got a great stat for you. Evidently, Sunday will be the first time in NFL history that two quarterbacks coming out 400-yard games will face each other. And the fact that it's two people from the same family just adds even more to it. Just your thought on not only facing him, but the things you two have accomplished since you've been in the league.
Well, you know, this is a big game for us, and, you know, just because, hey, we're 0-1 right now, and we need to get a win. So, obviously I'm all week in preparation, I'm worried about their defense. I'm worried about the Denver defense and trying to get a game plan and trying to go out there and play well and play smart football and score touchdowns and try to get a win. Obviously, I know who the opposing quarterback is, and they're a good offense and high-powered and obviously, scored a lot of points the following week, so I know we got to play smart and just go out there and try to play my best.
Eli, was there any family chatter during the offseason when the schedule came out? Did you guys talk about this in any length or just for fun back and forth?
No, not a whole lot. Obviously, we knew we played this year. We didn't know when the game would be until a few months ago, and kind of figured it would be early. I was hoping it wouldn't be the first game, so we didn't have to talk about it for 3 months instead of just talk about it for 1 week. But obviously, we knew it was going to happen. But no, there wasn't a whole lot of conversation about it. For us, we got a game to play, and it'll be good to see him before the game for a little bit and see him afterwards. But besides that, it's just a football game.
Is this more of a distraction, or is it still kind of cool that you're doing this?
No, it's still neat. I mean, it's still, because it doesn't happen very often, and it is neat seeing your big brother there on the sideline or seeing him before the game. Those moments are the things you remember and will remember for a long time. Hopefully when I, think back on these games that we played against, opposing teams and my brother that I can think back and remember at least one win.
Eli, do you realize exactly how rare this is about what you and your brother are doing to compete both at the highest level of the sport? You both are brothers in the NFL. Like, you have a greater... You could get hit by lightning more likely than what you guys would do. Do you guys understand that, or have an understanding of that?
Well, I understand it. I feel very blessed and grateful that, I get to play in the NFL. And obviously there's 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and one of the other ones happens to be my brother. So that I understand that is rare. I don't know how it quite happened. I don't think my parents know how it quite happened. It just worked out that way. But I do, feel blessed I get to play this sport. And I know Peyton feels the same way.
Given what happened in 2011, where your brother had two major surgeries, and obviously, there's friendship there. Did you ever think that this day could be an impossibility again?
I was obviously hoping that Peyton would be playing football again and rooting for him and doing everything I could to support him and try to give him feedback on his rehab and give him as much support. He was going through a tough time and kind of a time of unknown of what he was going to be able to do, whether he'd be able to play again or how quickly he'd be able to play again. So, at that moment, I was just more thinking about him and just knowing how fortunate that I am and that I was playing football. You don't know how when it's going to be over, how quickly the game can be taken away from you. So you got to cherish every day.